Crowley Marine is launching a couple of brand new tugboats specially designed to ply the Great Lands coasts and rivers. KNOM's Paul Korshan has more.
Craig Tornga is Crowley's vice president for petroleum distribution in Alaska and has been with the company for over three decades.
We call them the Ikut class tugs. It's a new pick for shallow. And we chose that word, to represent the shallow waters in western Alaska where these tugs are going to operate. The vessels themselves are called the Nautchik, which stands for hair seal. And then the second tug that will come online, it's about a month behind, is called the Sea Sock, which stands for beluga whale.
Tornga was among those at the Seward dock this past weekend for the Nautchik's christening. The two new tugs are modeled after a vessel Crowley built in 2005.
What we found with the boat is, we have some real challenges, and specifically some of the village up there in Norton Sound, if you've tried to get into White Mountain, Elam, even Unicleet on some of the tides, you really need some special equipment that's got the horsepower and can be shallow draft to get in.
The Nautchik will work mostly in northwest Alaska, says Tornga. The Seasock, which is almost finished, will be based further south. The 76-foot tugs were built by Diversified Marine out of Portland, Oregon. They feature 1,362 horsepower engines capable of 12 knots, and they have drafts as shallow as 3.5 feet. The tug's propellers are also specially configured for low water.
It's not a new design. We have tugs like this that we built in the 70s that actually have tunnels up in the aft end of the hull. We've had a lot of vibration problems in the earlier version, but we've made some changes and have had some real good success with this design. So the stern hull configuration, it puts all three propellers up in a tunnel in the hull. The blades aren't the deep part of the hull that's catching anything on the bottom.
Other features include aluminum, where possible, instead of heavier steel. Lighter and cleaner electric deck equipment rather than hydraulics, and spill-resistant fuel tanks. Nome Mayor Denise Michaels was given the honor of christening the Nautchik on Saturday. She told the city council she managed to break the champagne right on cue.
And I got it on the first swing, so that's good luck. The tug's specifically made for Northwest Alaska and our villages in Nome. It's a really awesome state-of-the-art tug.
Tornga says Michaels left nothing to chance.
If you would have seen Denise's swing, there was no threat that bottle wasn't going to break. There are a lot of superstitions when you're out to sea, and one of them is if you don't break the bottle the first time, the vessel's cursed. If you swing three times and it doesn't break in three times, it's basically doomed. Denise had talked to the Coast Guard, and they had briefed her and put that fear in her mind. So when it came time to christen the vessel, she had a swing that there was no doubt that bottle was going to break.
Crowley's new tugboats are even capable of limited ocean towing. In Nome, I'm Paul Korshan.